Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Central Christian Radio Program. I'm your host, Brian DeLorey, and I'm going to be here for the next 15 minutes sharing with you about the Word of God. And the topic of today's discussion is the lost condition of all humanity. All humanity is lost. The Scripture declares that God has declared all men under sin, and that the mouth of every person may be stopped, that they cannot speak in their defense. So you have, if you are lost and without Christ, this scripture applies to you. It tells us that there is none. Romans 3:10 tells us there is none righteous. No, not one. There is not one person who in and of themselves can be righteous. The only way you can be declared righteous before God is by your faith and confidence and trust in Jesus Christ to save you from your sins. There's no other way. And if you have not yet done that, then unfortunately you are lost without God. But I have good news for you today. You don't have to remain in that condition. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans 10, verses 9, 10, that if we will confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. That applies to anyone. The book of Revelation, chapter 22, tells us that whosoever will may come. Anyone who hears this message today or you may be in your car listening to a Christian radio station. You hear the message of salvation. You may have just decided to pick up your Bible and read it, and God directed you supernaturally to verses of Scripture to arrest your attention and to cause you to see your lost condition. God is dealing with you, and you can come to Christ right now, if you choose to do that. Don't let anybody tell you this lie that, there are only, the only ones that can be saved are those whom God has chosen to be saved. That is absolutely and utterly false. And anyone teaching that is going to be held accountable to God for spreading false teachings, and you will pay the consequences for that sin, because when you tell people that, it's the first thing that the devil will use to cause them to give up on the idea of being saved, because they think that they're the ones that God wouldn't choose. They're the ones that are so bad that God couldn't possibly want anything to do with them. That's what the devil will tell them, and he'll be telling them that because of your false teachings. That's all rooted in Calvinism, and I'm not going to get into the 5 points of Calvinism today, but be it known unto everyone listening to this broadcast, everyone under the sound of my voice, if you have any inclination whatsoever to come to Christ, you may do so. The Bible tells us that every man may come to Christ and take the water of life freely. All you have to do is repent of your sins and turn to him. All humanity is lost. And the reason we are lost and without God is because of the sins of our parents, Adam and Eve. All humanity is the offspring of Adam and Eve. And so because Adam and Eve fell into sin in the garden, all of their offspring is born into sin. And so the only way out of that condition is through Jesus Christ. But if you haven't accepted him, then you are in sin. Now, it may not seem like it to you. It may not feel like it to you. But I am telling you on the authority of the Word of God that if you have not yet accepted Christ as your Savior, you are a lost sinner. And the Bible tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 36, that the man who had not believed on the Son of God, that the wrath of God abideth on him. You see, sin separates men from God. And God's wrath burns against sin. And if it so happens to be that sin is in you, and God's wrath is burning against you. See, we recently, in recent years, we've been taught this false message this false gospel, rather, that God loves everyone, and he's so loving and so caring and so compassionate that he could never and would never allow one of his creatures to be tormented in hell for eternity. But I assure you, again, on the authority of the Word, that he will most surely allow you to be tormented in hell for eternity if you do not turn from your sins. And so that's the purpose of this program today, to let everyone know that God loves you. He does love you. And the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." That's what the Bible tells us. God so loved the world that he has sent his Son to save you. But if you do not accept the gift of salvation, then you are lost. And if you should die in that Christless condition, you will go out into eternity without God, into a hell the likes of which you can't even imagine. It's hard to comprehend. It's almost inconceivable to the human mind to bear up under such suffering for an eternity, not for a certain duration of time and then, it's over. No, it's never over. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, that those who go to hell, and it's referring in that particular passage of Scripture to those who go through the tribulation period, who have accepted the mark of the beast, that the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and that they have no rest day or night. Now, if you die before the tribulation, the same thing applies to you. You have no rest day or night. You will have no rest. Read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, what it says about the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was a beggar. He believed in God, and he was a sick man, and he died. And as a result, when he passed away, the Bible tells us right there that he was escorted into heaven. He was escorted by angels into Abraham's bosom. Now, in the days preceding Christ's death for the salvation of men, everyone who died went to who believed in God. They went to a place called paradise, and that is what the Bible tells us is basically another compartment of hell, but it's a place where God prepared for these people to go, and there they didn't suffer, and this is borne out in the book of Luke, what I'm telling you. The Lazarus was in paradise, but the rich man who didn't believe in God, didn't repent of his sins, was in hell. He died also after Lazarus, and the Bible tells us that he in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, plural. And he saw Abraham sitting I'm sorry, he saw Lazarus sitting in Abraham's bosom, and he cried out to Abraham, to have him send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and come into hell and cool his tongue because he was tormented in the flames. And Abraham told him, son, in your lifetime you have received your good things, and likewise Lazarus his evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides that, there's a great gulf fixed between us that so that you cannot pass from there to us, and no one from here can pass to you. In other words, just it can't be done. That small little request, that little request for a drop of water on his tongue was refused. And this man was suffering in hell, but the saints of God in those days were in that place called paradise. And then when Jesus came and died on the cross and he paid the price for man's sin, the Bible says that he led captivity captive. And in that day, all were taken to heaven, but many saints, there was a little rapture that occurred there, and many saints appeared to their people in Israel in their flesh, in their bodies. For some reason, God allowed a little mini rapture to occur there. I don't understand all the reasons for that, but that's what happened. If you are in that sinful condition these days, because of Christ's death, there's no more paradise. You know, once those people who were in paradise were born again, because that's the reason they were in paradise, because they had put their faith and confidence in God and in the coming Messiah. So when he came, they were born again and taken to heaven. And so there is no more paradise. There's only heaven and hell. And so if you are a sinner, there's no other place for you to go except hell, because hell is the place that God has chosen to execute his wrath against sin. And so that is the problem facing all humanity today. Where will you spend eternity? If you don't accept Christ, you are not going to heaven. Sin cannot enter into heaven. God is a righteous God, and he can't even look upon sin. And for anyone to teach that a person can be accept Christ and continue living in sin, and no matter what that person does, because they've accepted Christ, they can be accepted into heaven and will be accepted into heaven, that's an out-and-out lie. And you need to read your Bible. And if you want some homework to do after this broadcast, look this up on the internet. Look just these things up in your Bible and see if what I'm telling you is not the truth. I am about the truth. I'm not about teaching falsehood. I'm not about pleasing man. I'm about pleasing God. If people don't like what I say, really, you have to take it up with God, because I'm only repeating what he said. And so, again, if all humanity is lost, all humanity without Christ is lost, and if you're one of those people who have not yet accepted Christ as your Savior, then you're lost as well, and you will someday face the judgment of God. If you drop dead in that Christless condition today, you would go straight to hell, which is basically at this point a holding place for the unrighteous dead until the day of judgment, the great white throne judgment, which will take place after the tribulation period. And so you can avoid that, though. You don't have to be lost. You don't have to die without Christ. You can be saved right now by simply praying this prayer. God, I repent of my sins, and I accept Christ as my Savior, and I ask him to come into my heart. And if you pray that prayer right now and meant it, you are saved. Now, unfortunately, I'm flat out of time, and once again, it's been a pleasure to be with you all. And until the next time, I leave you with these words: keep the faith and defend the truth.